Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
With you guys here on The Fan. Going to talk here in just a few moments to Cameron Justice over at News Channel 5 about everything that's happening. Browns trade for Kenny Pickett. Miles Garrett gets extended. And everything's got its own path of working things out. I'm interested to see what Cameron has to say about just everything. Everything that's gone down and where the Browns stand now compared to where they stood 48 hours ago. Because it's pretty much night and day. It's the complete opposite of where we were before. And now we're in a spot where Browns fans probably feel slightly more confident, but who knows how much. So waste no time. Let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. She is Cameron Justice of News Channel 5, and she joins us now. Cameron, what's going on?
You know, navigating the legal tampering window.
Yeah, it's been interestingly relatively quiet for the Browns in terms of a move being made, but it's also been very loud within the last 48 hours just on the magnitude and the positional value of the moves being made, with the most recent being a trade for Kenny Pickett. The Browns send a fifth and DTR in order to acquire the Eagles' backup, the former Pittsburgh Steeler. Any chance Kenny Pickett's going to be the starter week one going into next year?
I don't know. I don't see that, no. I mean, let's look at this just like big picture view, right? The Browns knew that they needed to totally restructure that quarterback room. That Browns fans knew it. There was a big feel for what that room looked like at the end of last year. And so we knew that there was going to be moves made. I think the Kenny Pickett move, the trading him for Dorian Thompson-Robinson, we saw what Dorian Thompson-Robinson could do. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough. I think that Kenny Pickett, I think the Browns probably have more faith in Kenny Pickett winning games if he needs to be out there than they were able to get out of Dorian Thompson-Robinson when he was provided the start. It's not, though, as if Kenny Pickett is going – like this move isn't to establish this cornerstone quarterback of the future. That's not what this is. It still caught me a little off guard, took me out of left field. Like, we know what Kenny Pickett is can put on a field, too. And while some of it is sustainable enough to get a win – and the bigger picture part of him is not super great. So, no, I don't think that you can look at this and think that the Browns are anticipating starting him. I don't think that's the idea at all. What it does tell you is that this is not the only move that the Browns will be making. They will be active in pursuing more quarterbacks to add to their own. They like to have four going into camp. We know that as well. So I'd expect more free agent signings, and then you obviously we've got the draft coming up, and so there are going to be ways to fill that room. Kenny Pickett is just one of those ways, swapping out Dorian Thompson-Robinson and getting yourself a backup who you think that, if necessary, could be out there to win some games.
So we're on the same page. There's this move makes no difference on what the Browns are going to do at the top of the draft and whether or not a quarterback is going to be on their mind or not.
I do not think that this has anything to do with the plans at quarterback in the big picture sense. No.
All right, well, then I guess we can talk a little bit of Myles Garrett. Obviously, the other big news coming down from the Browns on Sunday afternoon. A wild turn of events from trying to get a meeting with Jimmy Haslam, Jimmy saying no, Myles saying he's prepared to sit, and then all of a sudden on Sunday it was contract extension done, 4 years, $160 million. If you're in the shoes of Myles, was it always about money, or is this just a contract you can't refuse when you get $160 million thrown in front of you?
I don't think you can sit there and pretend that Myles Garrett doesn't have these goals. He is a very goal-oriented player. He has he strives to get the things that he wants, right? DPOY, he knocked that out. All of these different milestones, that's what his driving force. These accolades do mean something to him. And at the end of the day, we know that Myles Garrett is a Hall of Famer. He's solidifying that. Every day, every game he plays, Myles Garrett has solidified himself as a Hall of Famer. So in the process between now and that day when his career comes to an end, what else does he need? It's a Super Bowl. And so I 100% believe that Myles Garrett did have those ambitions, and that he obviously still has those ambitions. But I think that was initially the driving force, is to reach the goals that he has for himself. When a contract is presented to you like this, I think it's a twofold, right? It's not only can you not deny this kind of money to set history, and you in that moment became the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. You can't really, it's hard to say no to that, even with all of the things that you're looking to achieve. And you can't rule out the fact that maybe one day that the Browns get themselves back into being contenders. And so I think there's a little bit of that, and there's also the fact that, you know, this contract not only solidifies his future monetarily, but it also shows how much the Browns truly do value him. They were always looking to extend him. Andrew Berry was very open, and throughout this whole process, they remained steadfast that they were not going to move on from Myles Garrett. But they have been loyal to the fact that they want Myles Garrett in orange and brown for the rest of his career, for his entire career. And so this contract, I think, also maybe gives you a bit of a change of heart. It really shows you how much this organization does value you when the organization is in the midst of continuously trying to work through the salary cap and restructure contracts to get them there with the Deshaun Watson contract. And I think the salary cap is obviously not a myth. It's a real thing, but it is, it's not as strict as a lot of people think that it is. Andrew Berry can navigate it very well, very fluidly. But this, amid all of that, shows you that as they are dealing with that, they know how important Myles Garrett is, that they will sign him to this. They will pay him this money. They will do these things. They will put that value in him. I think that makes it hard for him to have said no either, which is kind of, I think, how that 180 came to be.
Cameron Justice, News Channel 5, with us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Cameron, they had the quarterbacks from the top of the draft in and for their meetings, and obviously we're trying to learn a little bit more about the guys that they're having their top visits with, your Cam Ward, your Shedeur Sanders. And we know how much quarterback played into a part of this with Myles Garrett and the offense needing to get back on track. Do we think there was a change in quarterback plan potentially that would have had Myles flip from just meeting with Cam and Shedeur? Or was this more of a buildup over a long period of time? Obviously, maybe no inside information on that, but your best guess to it.
I think my best guess would be, I don't think the plan has specifically changed. I don't think they gave Myles Garrett one plan and then provided him another, which is what the change of heart was. I don't think it's that, because that's a drastic change to just make with no real trickle or leak effect. You know, I think we would have heard something pretty big if it was a full 180 on the plan, right, which then caused Myles Garrett to flip. I think it's more along the lines of they've been very transparent. I think they've tried to be very transparent with their players of kind of their goal. They've said that their goal, they want their players to know at least at a bird's eye view, their approach to how they're going to navigate from that 3-14 season. And so I think that whatever their plans are, even if they weren't, you know, this is exactly what we're doing, because I think those things are still fluid too. Things changed. Draft boards don't always go the way you anticipate. Things happen. And so their best guess of how they're predicting things to go and the things that they want, maybe walking through it a little bit more in depth and giving a plan might have encouraged Myles Garrett, but I don't think the plan has totally changed. I don't think that was a driving force behind Myles Garrett changing his mind about how he feels about being in Cleveland. I think it's a lot of different factors led into it, but not necessarily just a change in the game plan.
I think another end of this conversation that then comes into play here is after Miles sort of takes the media, the gallivanting around Radio Row, does a couple of other things, sort of sells himself to other teams and the fact that he just didn't believe in the Browns to be competitive. Is there any fear of what Miles is going to be like in a locker room come next season after what seems like in a lot of people's eyes, coming back because there was a contract on the table, but not necessarily that you fully believed in the team?
From the time that I have spent around Myles Garrett and the person that I have seen him to be, I don't think so. The trade request, the interviews on Radio Row at the Super Bowl, all a little out of character for Myles Garrett, I think, which some of the things, the bluntness, the, you know, steadfast approach to getting out of this city and getting off of this team, I think caught me a little off guard in those moments, just because I didn't expect him to be so open and out there like that, because he's talked about it. Cleveland has come to mean so much to Myles Garrett. This city, the fan base, it truly is. If it didn't, he wouldn't be in the community the way that he is. He wouldn't be doing things that he doesn't have to be doing. He wouldn't be a minority owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. He does truly consider Cleveland another home for him. And so I think knowing how he feels about this area in general, just as a person, I think that's going to help ease that. But he's also a professional. He always has been, and I don't think that he would be a toxic player in a locker room. Now, that said, it's going to be interesting to see how this all shapes up moving forward from this, because
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
A lot of opinions have changed, and there's some damage control is the best word I can think of for this. It's not as if he's just, you know, burned bridges all across the way during this saga, but I think there is a little damage control to do, some reputation to regain. I think a lot of that comes just, you know, when fans see him back on the field doing Myles Garrett things, that so much is forgiven with good play on a football field. We talk about this all the time for different scenarios. I think this is another one of them. But Myles Garrett is, as a person, I think just so professional that I don't have any concerns about that. It will be interesting, though, like I said, to see how he does handle it moving forward. No big concerns for me, though.
Cameron Justice, News Channel 5 with us on the hotline. And what about the other way, then? If we're looking at, okay, Myles is going to be fine in the locker room, is there anything from a teammate perspective that when you go out and say those things in the belief, then you have to earn maybe some of your trust back there? Or is this athlete to athlete, you understand guys wanting to win as well as wanting to make their money, and he's invited back with open arms?
Yeah, they know. There is no problem there. They all respect Myles Garrett. Everyone knows. I mean, in any interview, if you ask about Myles Garrett, it's the same answer every time. That guy's a freak. That guy's not human. It's incredible to play either alongside or across from, whatever. Myles Garrett is a guy that all of these players in Cleveland have come to truly respect, appreciate. They want to learn from him. They want to emulate his game. They want to have him sharpen their game by going against him in practices. That is not, they all know, because at the end of the day, this could be them too. You know, like this is the nature of the beast. This is the business. And it's, I don't think it's ever lost on these players that part of this. Sometimes it gets messy. Sometimes it's not great. But I have no concern about anybody thinking any less of Myles Garrett in that locker room, because those players, they were all very excited, I think, to see that he was returning. If you were a player on the Cleveland Browns and you were like, oh no, what's he going to do? I think everybody is looking forward to having Myles Garrett back in orange and brown.
Cameron, let's look at this thing big picture. That is Myles coming back enough to keep this team competitive then heading into a 2020 season? Is it enough to get them potentially back to the playoffs, or are they still, in your eyes, a year removed from that?
I mean, him alone is not enough, because him alone does not address the offense, which was the big problem. Now, Myles Garrett is a game changer. Myles Garrett's production can help save games. They can help you win games, but they can't win you a season, because at the end of the day, the Browns need a quarterback. The Browns need an extreme improvement on offense from last year. And so while having Myles Garrett back for years to come gives them a very clear path of how they can get back to contention, how they can shore up that defense, keep their defense strong, which is a huge part of this, it doesn't answer all the questions. And so through the rest of free agency, through the draft, I think we'll start to get an idea of how far removed the Browns are from getting back on track. But it can't just come down to Myles Garrett. There's so much work that needs done on the offense that until more of those moves start to come together, it's hard to say where they land and how far out I see them from cleaning this thing up to get back to where we've known them to be for the past couple years.
I'll get you out of here on this one. For some reason, Browns fans have become infatuated, even with Myles back, on potentially taking Abdul Carter with the number two pick. Does bringing Myles back, do you think that plays any role sort of in whether or not the Browns would be considered going D-end and potentially pairing a rookie with him? Or is it sort of a one-then-the-other scenario there at the top of the draft?
I think it might you know? Mm-hmm. I think it might shape an idea, right? Like when you're looking at it, does it seem a viable option to really boost that defense up, to make it an unstoppable pass rush, to kind of shore that up? Because you've had guys come in, you've brought them in free agency. So Jadeveon Clowney, Za'Darius Smith, like you've had that rotation. And you've got young guys in that rotation that, you know, they've found some success in. Alex Wright, Isaiah McGuire, Oba Okoronkwo, like these are guys that like filled in and that rotation have stepped up and shown flashes where they can be super successful for the Browns. But then I think the Browns will then, you know, you see Abdul Carter and you're thinking to yourself, okay, maybe that's the permanent answer. Can we lock that in? So having Myles Garrett back maybe shapes that a little bit, and it could shape it in either direction. Do we need to go this far up? Like, do we need to get a guy right now because we have Miles who can continue that rotation? Or like, you know, we have Miles back, so let's add to that. I think the real determining factor is how this board's going to shape up that first pick and how it falls. And maybe even the next, you know, couple days of free agency might shape up the idea and what they do come draft day. But I think it could in one way or the other. That's a non-answer. But I do think that it could shape that either way. That's a factor in their determining whether or not they want Abdul Carter at two.
Yeah, I don't think you're crazy. I think that's kind of where most of us stand at this point. But I think that more often than not, like, we know that the way this goes down, the money looked good. I'm not saying the money wasn't influential. There's no way you're coming back if you don't think you can win at the same time, though. Like, we asked Cameron about the locker room presence that we think that Miles would have and vice versa. And essentially, yeah, there's maybe a little bit of repairing to do, maybe a little bit of mending from Miles' part, from the reputation with the fan base and just sort of where he stands, but never going to be a problem in the locker room. Not going to be an issue, right? I'll probably point to the fact that I don't know that he's a full leader. I don't know that people look to Miles as a leader of a figure, but I also don't know that I look at him as a major problem in the locker room either. I mean, how much of a problem can you be if somebody hands you $160 million? If you hand me $160 million, let me tell you, you wouldn't have a better coworker. I would be the happiest person on the planet. Jax would be walking out of here with a smile on his face after every single show. I'd be the happiest person on there. I'd be walking around. I'd be giving fist bumps. I'd be like, hey, man, need 20 bucks? You want to buy some? You need 20 bucks? Here you go, man. No problem. $160 million? Yeah, no problem. Now, of course, I don't have that. Sorry, Jax. Tough go. Tough go.
It's
for
okay.
You.
One day.
Yeah, one of these days. Probably not, but maybe one day. Maybe we'll get there. At one point, if I sign a massive contract worth $160 million, if you pull the Nick Wilson on me and ask me for 20 bucks, I got you. I'll put the 20 bucks through. But I think this is one where you look at it, and overall, Miles signing the extension can't necessarily be a bad thing. There's not a bad way that this would go with Miles being back on the team. I don't think that you can view this as a negative, although I've heard the reactions of a lot of fans potentially looking at things as a, do you want Miles back? Do you not want Miles back? I think some of you might be crazy. But I do also understand the flip side of this. Miles did just switch up on his word. All of a sudden, it was, I have no faith in the Browns. I don't think they can be a winning franchise. That's what the trade request told you, because he said, I want to go to a place where I can win, a place where I can compete. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed about the Browns situation. A couple of contract restructures, a couple of defensive players being post-June 1st releases, and the signing of Kenny Pickett, but Miles came before that. Either way, I just don't think there was a whole lot from point one to point B, or point two, point A to point B, whatever way you want to lay it out, from Miles not being here to Miles being here. Not much had changed other than the fact that there's $160 million laid in front of you, a contract given out, and Miles decided to accept it. I mean, think about the way that this all played out. Think about the way that it went down. Miles was sitting there and saying, I don't want to be here. I want out. I want to be traded. And the Browns were heels dug in. We're not trading you. And eventually Miles probably came around to that realization. But think about even the last few days that we got to. Jimmy Haslam requested a meeting, or Miles requested a meeting with Jimmy Haslam, in which the fact that Jimmy Haslam denied. Said, if you want to talk to somebody, go talk to Andrew Berry. That's not going to be on me. That news leaks. Okay, which way do we view this? One way or the other? And then all of a sudden, Miles was prepared to sit out. That was Friday night. Miles prepared to sit out games if the Browns decide not to trade him. Friday night. And then all of a sudden, by Sunday afternoon, Miles was inking a $160 million contract to stay in Cleveland for 4 years. I'm not saying that if Miles flipped on the head when they hand him the paper, it's necessarily a bad thing. Because I think a lot of us would flip immediately with that kind of money put in front of you, even if you were making it. Right? If somebody handed you a contract worth double what you were making, within the first 3 years, the guy's guaranteed $100 million. Right? If they just start handing you money for the next 4 years to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the sport, that's probably enough to make some people switch up. I just think that to some degree that probably scares you. As a Browns fan, it scares me a little bit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What miles are you getting from a guy who had no faith and didn't want to be here, and all of a sudden with no major change, yep, I'm bought in, ready to back being a Cleveland Brown? And after the things that we heard about maybe some of the things Miles said in the locker room and how people viewed him as a leader, and when Miles spoke up, there were reports that when Miles got loud and decided to have a voice in that locker room, maybe not everybody buying into it entirely seriously. And the fact of, it was Jameis Winston during the Super Bowl when he was playing the media game, came through and said, okay, Miles, I don't understand why everybody's so down around here. This team isn't all that bad. I've been in worse situations. What's the point of it? Miles looks at you and goes, you've never been a part of an 0-16 season. You've never been a part of 1-31. Again, if that's how Miles felt last year, $160 million will start to change your perspective a little bit. It'll start to change the way that you feel. But deep down, deep in your heart, that opinion does not change. That opinion stays pat. Nobody's moving off of the fact that you're disgruntled about this team not being able to win. And if for Miles, it was never about Cleveland to Canton, as he writes, and he rips Andrew Berry, the guy that's now once again his direct boss, the guy that he reports to, that has to deal with his contracts and whether or not he's going to be happy. If it was never about Cleveland to Canton, and it was never about the money, because there was also reports that, hey, I could send out a boatload of money to Miles, and we're willing to do it. Miles said, I'm not interested in the money. But then Miles is here. The contract comes and Miles is here. Again, 2 days. 2 days after saying, I'm prepared to sit out games, all of a sudden something changed. And I don't think it was the Browns' ability to win a Super Bowl this year. There was no impact there. And it's not like Miles is taking a hometown discount here. The Browns are in the same predicament they were before. Miles is back. You still don't know if you can win a Super Bowl. But apparently something had changed in Miles' mind. I think the reality is money probably meant just a little bit more. Money probably meant a little bit more than he let on, and that's okay. Could just also be upfront about it. Winning a Super Bowl is probably not that important. Or deep down, you thought the Browns could actually win one, and they weren't that far off. And this entire thing was over-dramatized. 216-474-0092. Let's go out to the phones and sneak one in here really quick. Let's go to Eddie in Westlake. What's going on, Eddie?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Hey, we're pretty good. Hey, we know it's always about the money, you know. And you know what? I really could care. I know what Myles Garrett I'm getting. I'm getting a guy that gets 15 sacks every year. He's in the league, and a guy that that puts constant pressure on a quarterback. Mm-hmm. So you know, I'm not confused about that. And guess what? These teams do this to us. Listen, the player won this time. This is a one percenter, okay? These teams win all the time. They say something all the time. They're not going to trade this guy. They believe in him, and then they get cut. And then they tell you it's business. So it's just business. Let's look at it that way. You don't have to have any ill feelings. It's just business. Miles Garrett made a business deal, just like Jimmy Haslam and the Cleveland Browns made a business deal. This worked out in his favor for a guy, you know, approaching 30. That they got, you know, you got a bag. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And on top of the 125 he made before that. But guess what? I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I applaud Miles Garrett. So if anything changes, these teams flip and do it all the time. They say one thing, I decided them off and do something else. And that's all 32. And they tell you it's a business. You know, it's not Nick Chubb about to get cut. It's not, we're not get cut, but they're not gonna bring him back in free agency. It's not personal. It's just business. The fans love him. They probably, if we take a poll, they want him back. But it's just the business. And Miles Garrett was just a businessman that conducted business.
Eddie, I appreciate the call. We're up against it, so I got to let you go. But I think to some degree, I have pushback on that, whether or not that Miles truly won out in this scenario. I almost feel like it was the Browns holding firm. 216-474-0092, your reaction to Miles signing his extension and changing his word, and maybe the Browns potentially taking the easy way out of their problem. You can also get me on X at Volnick Jake. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. BP, Todd, Kevin, I see you there. We'll get to you coming up in about 4 minutes. It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on The Fan. I mean, if you don't have James Hudson, what do you have? Truly. Truly, if you're a Browns fan without James Hudson, what do you have? You heard in Anthony's update. He's moved. He's gone on. He's no longer here. A member of the New York Giants. He'll be playing left tackle, maybe right tackle, swing tackles. Who knows? Who's he going to be protecting? Same answer. Who knows? Who knows who he's protecting? It could be Aaron Rodgers. It could be Russell Wilson. It could be Tommy DeVito. You really just don't have an answer. Could be Shedeur Sanders. No, but James Hudson is gone. No longer a Cleveland Brown. Sort of a disappointment, I guess. Right? Like, kind of a disappointing loss. It's a guy that stepped in a decent amount. Jax looks at me like he's disappointed by the fact that I'm kind of upset that you lose James Hudson.
Like, I was joking when I was saying, no, we lost James Hudson.
Yeah, I mean, I was sitting here screaming at the top of my lungs in the studio between the breaks, having fun, pretending like we have nothing. I mean, Anthony's back there yelling nothing sacred anymore. If you can't have James Hudson in a swing tackle in the NFL. He did step in and play a lot of snaps. He was actually really useful for you, like a very utilized piece of your line rotation that is now gone. And he played multiple spots.
They'll be able to draft someone in the draft that'll do just as good as James Hudson.
James Hudson, if I'm not mistaken, former like fourth round pick. I want to say fourth. But do you really feel comfortable if they're drafting a tackle in the fourth round? Is that what you want to hear?
No, I didn't want to hear when they drafted James Hudson in the fourth round.
Well, and now you had him, and now he's gone. So here you go. Now you're back. Now they can go back to Jerron Christian. Yeah, is that what you want? You want Jerron Christian playing left tackle for the Browns? That's who you want protecting your quarterback? Congratulations, Jack. Jerron Christian. Sign him. Put him on. One-year deal for the Browns worth $65 million.
Let's run it up, Jerron. Come on.
No, we're talking about Miles. 216-474-0092. Sort of just the fact that he gets an extension, switching up on his word. We were going from, I'm prepared to sit out games if you don't trade me. And then within 48 hours, I had a $160 million extension. Looks pretty nice, huh? Doesn't look too bad. Let's go out to the phones. And again, 216-474-0092. BP is in Pepper Pike. What's going on, BP?
Hey, Jake. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
I'm doing well. I mean, yesterday was a great day for the Browns and also the Cavs, but let's just stick with the Browns. You know, I said this with you, that the Browns should, you know, play hardball with Myles Garrett, and that's what they did. I think they came out beautifully here, and I said, you know, the solution was offering him a nice, fat, new contract, and that's what happened. But today, you know, they went, made a trade for Kenny Pickett. You know, I don't love it because I like Kenny Pickett as my third-string quarterback here, but if they think he's going to be the veteran bridge quarterback, they're sadly mistaken, because Kenny Pickett's done nothing in the NFL. Nothing. I mean, he's not much better. He's not much better than, you know, that's not the guy I want as my veteran bridge quarterback. I want Kirk Cousins, you know, maybe Daniel Jones. I'd rather have Jameis Winston than Kenny Pickett, because Jameis Winston's done more in the NFL than Kenny Pickett. So I'd like to know what the Browns are thinking here. If they think Kenny Pickett's going to be like potential starter or like the veteran quarterback, I think they're mistaken. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, to some degree, BP, and I appreciate the call. I think to some degree, Kenny Pickett is a guy who, again, I feel like if you start him for a few games, it's not all that bad. If you end up starting for a whole year, yeah, you ran into a problem. Kenny Pickett's probably not the reclamation project, but realistically, like, you go back the last few years and the last 3 years of football and say, okay, what has Daniel Jones done versus what has Kenny Pickett done? Say what you want. Kenny Pickett's 18-12 as a starter in his career. And a lot of that I get is off the back of the Pittsburgh Steelers and their franchise and winning games. And Kenny was not an amazing quarterback. 15 touchdowns, 14 picks. Say what you will. I also just don't think it's as bad as people want to remember it, because he was a failed first-round pick in Pittsburgh. He's not a franchise quarterback. I think we can pretty safely assume that. Also, not a bad guy to have in the room. Like, if he ends up being a backup or he ends up being the third-string quarterback here, yeah, I think he did a little something right. Let's go back out to the phones. Todd's in Ward 1. What's going on, Todd?
I don't know, Jake. It didn't look like a good deal to me for the Browns. It just doesn't. It doesn't.
For Miles?
Nah. Definitely not Kenny. It's like, so what? You traded Robinson for Kenny Pickens? Oh, what? You didn't get better. You didn't get worse.
Backup.
You might even got to do it with some attitude, because now you got a Super Bowl ring. Even though, did he play? Did he get in the game?
Yeah, he threw an incompletion. He kneeled the ball. He won it. Winning quarterback in the last play of the game. Look at that.
Yeah.
Just as all Steelers fans imagined it, kneeling out a Super Bowl win. Just not for the Eagles. Wrong part of the state there.
Yeah, he's going to go come to the Browns and rule the locker room and talk about how he gave success to the Eagles. Okay. Here's the reason why. Although I believe wholeheartedly Miles deserved that much money and then some, he earned it. Okay. I don't think the Browns should have gave it to him. That should have been another team getting that. The Browns need those picks. And when Miles came out of his mouth like that and made himself so available to the public, there was a clear opportunity going to be made available for them to get 3 picks in the first round. So their second pick and then 2 more. it was going to happen. And I understand the cap hit, and I also understand it's hard to make a judgment when all I know is the performance. I don't know the personalities, and I don't know the financial restrictions in detail of what the Browns organization has. They are going to go build a new facility out in Brook Park, okay? But to have a guy that age with in a game that has that much aggression and you can't trade him, now, and you're going to be on the hook for all that money, even though he earned it, that just didn't look like a team to me that wants to get better faster. It just doesn't, man. So, no, it doesn't look like a good deal. And I hear people say, well, you know, they go ahead and gave him the extension. The Browns won today. I was like, the Browns just committed themselves to $40 million, $160 million of uncertainty. That's it. They committed themselves to $160 million of uncertainty.
I think, though, Todd, and I appreciate the call as always, man. I think, though, to some degree, like the Browns, in my eyes and in your eyes, might not have won this. Because I was with you. I think the Browns rebuild was probably, if we were talking objectively, take my emotions out of it as a Browns fan, your fastest way back to being a contender, probably unload, strip this thing down a little bit, get to your younger players, and try to restart, because you threw out a large part of your competition window with the failure of Deshaun Watson. But also, if you're the Browns right now, you're not looking at this as a failure. No shot. You dug your heels in. You said, I'm not trading Miles. I'll pay you. That was always on the table. I'll hand you the extension. I got no problem doing that. You're not going anywhere, though. And they want this. The idea that this is Miles winning here, I don't think this is Miles winning at all. I think the Browns got exactly what they asked for and exactly what they wanted to happen, was keep Miles here, worry about the money some other time, and Miles is going to be here. And you know what? If I'm Kevin Stefanski, I'm Andrew Berry, I got one more go at this thing, fully loaded now. I'm fully prepared with Myles Garrett to have the best possible team that I can have, and I'm going to get my final shot with my team at full strength the way that I know that they can be. And if we fail, well, we failed going out swinging, and if we win, well, pretty good things. Kevin is in Cleveland. What's going on, Kevin? Kevin's no longer in Cleveland. John is in Cleveland. What's going on, John?
What's up? Two things. First off, when this whole thing started, I defended Miles on this very show. I called in and said, I don't think he did anything wrong. But after this past weekend, Miles has shown himself to me to be nothing more than a hypocritical liar. He went and did the press tour during the NFL's biggest week and told anybody who would listen that he wanted to go compete for a championship, not about the money. Well, now we know that isn't true. We know, in fact, that when he didn't get what he wanted or what we think he wanted, he just took the money and ran with it. Unless they told him that, hey, we're going to go trade for Kenny Pickett, and then he got on board with that. No, this whole thing stinks. The Browns didn't get any better than the same.
I mean, I don't know. See, like, this is what I don't understand. And, John, I appreciate the call. This is what I don't understand from Browns fans. Like, it is either a good day or a bad day. And if everybody is then on the side of Myles Garrett, right? Like, I don't think I'm crazy with this. Everyone was on the side of Myles Garrett. A majority of the people were saying Myles Garrett is in the right here. He's doing the right thing. He deserves the opportunity to go through and request his trade. Okay, you're right. Myles has all the right there, and he deserves it because this franchise has failed him, and I'm disappointed in this team. It's going to be hard to root for them. They're going to be failures. And all of a sudden, Myles is back, and it's, well, the Browns lost this. Why would you want Miles back? You can only pick one side. You can only be on one side. And as a fan base, I don't know how we're mad that you managed to maintain your top player. You kept the top guy on your team, the Hall of Famer, the guy you can't let go. He's back. And now we're mad. Now we're angry again. Well, Miles, now he's flip-flopping. Now we're angry. Oh, like, you just can't play this game. You can't play the back and forth. The guy's here. You're either happy or you wanted him gone in the first place, and you thought it was a better idea to trade him coming into this year. It's not ideal that he went through the entire media row and everything else that he went through, bashing the Browns' name, bashing Andrew Berry. Not a perfect scenario, but you got the player back. You hand him a ton of money. That was always going to be the way it was done. As I so rudely before, accidentally, Kevin got dropped. But Kevin's back. Kevin's in Cleveland. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, what's going on, Jake?
What's going on, man? What do you got?
I think the Browns-Miles Garrett situation is kind of a twofold thing. I think Miles kind of realized that the Browns could have traded him genuinely anywhere, like Carolina, New York, wherever. So he has no control on his destination. So if I was Andrew Berry, I would have traded him to whoever. He was going to get paid most money ever by whoever. But I would have traded him to the worst team possible. That's why now he has a no-trade clause. Now he can kind of control his destination at a little later phase. Maybe a year or two from now, he could be like, I want to go to the Giants, or I want to go to whoever he wants to go to.
Yeah, he could do that, Kevin. I think there's a part of that where Miles gains a little bit of leverage here in further negotiations, but also the Browns got him back for 4 years, and it's guaranteed. You still don't have to trade him, by the way. A no-trade clause doesn't mean I still have to trade you. I think Miles more so realized they just weren't going to trade him at all. It wasn't that they could put him anywhere. It's that they were really not going to trade him, and they were going to make this ugly. And Miles wants to play, and Miles wants to have a legacy. All right, coming up in about 5 minutes, as we always do at 9 o'clock, we'll have Get a Grip. And 9:20, we'll talk to Jackson Flickinger of Right Down Euclid about your 54-10 Cavs. It's Jake Volmick with you guys right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.